A shopping trolley, a vape, and beer bottles. I haven't come across these at the local supermarket. They've actually been pulled out of the water at the longest timber jetty in the southern hemisphere, where a massive underwater cleanup has been organised. Less than 2 hours ago, a group of 31 divers from the southwest, Perth, and overseas came out to help.
Hi, I'm Alicia. I work for Busselton Jetty Inc. and I am the scuba diver taxi today. Today I've been looking after my scuba divers. I've been transporting them to their assigned sections to clean. I've been doing surface watch to make sure that there are no injuries or diver problems, and then bringing up all of their cool things that they found under the ocean.
It's never been done before, a whole jetty cleanup. Like, the end of the jetty is heavily dived. It's a sanctuary zone, and a lot of the divers will pick up rubbish in that area.
That's Jackie Bollard, one of the coordinators of today's cleanup. She says this is a first for Busselton Jetty Incorporated, the non-profit that manages the jetty and has set this up with Cleanup Australia.
The middle section, not a lot of people will dive for a couple of reasons. Again, it's not that deep. The best section's at the end. But also, too, there's fishing along the whole jetty. So there's dangers of potentially being entangled or caught on hooks and that. So snorkelers and divers will stay out in the sanctuary zone. So it's a little bit of that just not knowing what is underneath the jetty, how much rubbish is there actually underneath the jetty. So it was just sort of to find out what the story was under the jetty. There's a lot of rubbish bags back on shore, so we're currently still sitting out on the jetty and we're just bringing the divers back. But on the shore we've got quite a few rubbish bags, so we're about to actually get started sorting it and organising it. So it'll be interesting. What will we find? Stay tuned.
Well, they find a lot, pulling out over 100 kilograms of rubbish and debris in just 1.5 hours. Event collaborator Tanya Douthwaite is on the shore looking at what they've picked up.
There was some interesting and surprising items. I think there was some pottery, there was a vape, there was a really big large pole with an octopus hiding in it, lots of fishing gear, which we expect.
Tanya is a free diving instructor from Perth and would like to see more events like this.
We absolutely need more of them. It was great to have a collaboration, so it was kind of thrown together in a way. Busselton Jetty, not-for-profit, Ozfish, and my own business, just everyone pitching in. Definitely, this could grow. So we're just trying to set something up this year, do it well and do it safely, and then broaden it out to the public and promote a bit earlier so we get more people.
For the divers who've come out this Sunday, it's been a memorable experience and a great way to give back. Perth-based teacher Annette Ward says the Busselton Jetty is one of her favourite places in the world to explore.
No matter what conditions are, you will always find an abundance of sea life, and I'm an underwater photographer, so to come here, this is just like a living aquarium. It is every photographer's dream. So we come here to take photographs, we come here to, you know, admire the sea life. So it's so nice to be able to now give a little bit back. And it's very hard to see animals swimming past with 3-4 metres of fishing line dragging behind them. And over time, that fishing line gathers up debris and seaweed, and it puts a lot of strain on the animals. And animals have to work harder, and eventually a lot of animals do pass away.
Chinese national Olive Xu Lin has helped with many cleanups like this in the Philippines, where he used to be a free dive instructor. He says he was quite surprised there wasn't more waste under the Busselton Jetty.
I'm very shocked, like there's only few plastic in the sea, because I used to clean up in the Philippines. There's so many plastic there. I really hope the people here also try to stop using the plastic bottle and also the plastic bag.
What the divers found today will be added to a national marine debris database to help stop the flow of litter into ecosystems like this. And there are big hopes it will help preserve this unique world that lies beneath the surface.
I have seen many different dive sites around the world, but I find that here in the southwest, we have these shores that are just so full of life. We're very lucky we can just walk in straight from the shore. We don't have to book a holiday overseas or anything. We have a diversity of animals, a diversity of plants and plankton. And everywhere you look, in every part of this jetty, whether it's on a pylon or on the substrate or in the seagrass, it is so abundant. And I have not seen that anywhere around the world. In terms of the amount in just such a small place. So we really need to look after it. I cannot stress enough how important this treasure is here for the Southwest.